too.
I don't know, was movies before the 20s, all night, but they used to have movies.
Up, was it upstairs?
Upstairs, in the main hall.
But, and Arlene Marcy. Was she a...
Played the piano.
Is she a music teacher, or?
She's very musical.
She used to play the organ in the Catholic Church.
M-A-R-C-Y?
She is still living, but I believe she's in the West Row Nursing Home now.
Okay, so you went to the movies. You don't remember how much they cost, do you?
Not much.
10 cents. 10 cents on Saturday, anyway. But they had matinees and then evening shows. I don't know if they have shows every night or not.
No, I don't think so. I think they're just weekend or something.
What
and
else?
They had built the Strand Theater and on Summer Street there where... I guess they torn that building down, but there's, I think the next building was beyond Gerard's.
Yes, right in that area where Gerard's is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you went to the movies. What else was in the town hall? I know it was just upstairs.
Well, they had entertainment. Sometimes, there would be plays and...
Because this is the old town
this hall. The one, 1929 was the new one, so this is the old one. But
yeah.
Town offices and police downstairs.
That's right, absolutely downstairs. And I don't know whether that much upstairs or not. I forget now.
What do you mean, much?
Well, they used to have plays in the town hall.
They used to have plays occasionally, and theater groups, and sometimes a troupe would come in. Mm-hmm.
Chautauqua came into town in the summertime. That was a big event.
What happened then? I keep thinking of lectures and revival
things.
It was multi-sort of stuff.
Yeah. They put on plays, recruited kids from all over town to join the play, and boy, we had a major, had a partnership talk with play.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I had it kind of in my mind as being more of an educational thing. Was it just fun, or was there lectures, too?
I think you're right. It was sort of educational, and they had to put on a play at the end of whatever it was that they put on.
A lot of things happened in the churches. I mean, we had friends in the church, we had church groups. And we even continued with our church group after we were married.
A lot of the social life was around the churches?
Yes.
When were you married, Ellen?
1935.
So. Just passed that 48th.
Congratulations.
48th anniversary.
50's coming up.
Wednesday. Yeah, right.
That's nice.
Scary, isn't it?
No. Very good. Inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
it is.
And downtown, downtown there were, I don't know whether there were probably a lot of cars coming up after the 20s, but not too many.
Not many.
I'm trying to think of, when you grew up, there was... With the streets paved, they must have been. I'm trying to figure out when the streets in Westboro.
Well, of course we had the electric cars in town.
Yeah.
And now the Worcester car went right past the house into Westboro, and they had systems, so they went over to North Road, to Marlboro, to Hopkinton.
Have any idea when they stopped? I know when they started around 1900. Do you have any idea when they stopped?
We had an ice storm in 1922, and they didn't run much after that. They're disastrous as far as the lines are concerned. Their electric lines and poles and everything, everything just a shambles. So I think they did put it so they run some. But then the bus started up in about that time. And then the electric cars went out of, that's the local electric cars. The Boston Worcester ran for quite a while afterwards, but. Boston Worcester.
That was a fast one or something.
Yeah. Go from Worcester to Boston, I think. They had stations along the way. They had a station at Park Street
That was running. Do you have any idea how long that was running when that stopped?
Well, I'm not sure when they built the turnpike, but it stopped about that time.
Now they built They built the Mass Pike around 1955.
No, this is the...
Oh, but now it's about 30, yeah. About 1930.
Yeah, a little before that is when the electric cars stopped going into
Now, Ed Yeoman was saying he remembers Route 9 being dirt until
right about that time.
That's before that. Then when they built Route 9, then of course it's all paved.
But didn't it take a while to negotiate getting trolleys leaving and the road, you know, they had to buy the land for the Route 9.
The right of way through.
They had to buy the right of way, and it took a while to do that.
Now, what was Route 9 like before this now?
It was just, it was just a turnpike, and it was just dirt road that went from...
It's called Belmont Street at one time.
It's called Belmont Street. That's right.
But it was two lane then, right?
No, just one.
Well, one each way.
No, one road.
One road. And, all right. Now, would there be horses sometimes used on that?
Oh, sure. Horses, that's
cart? Yeah, well, I mean, when you're remembering, too.
Well, yeah, they use automobiles on trucks, but it wasn't...
The what is Route 9 was not the old stagecoach road. Route 30 was the stagecoach road, I think. Isn't that right?
Well, the turnpike was used a lot, but also Route 30 was used, too. The turnpike was built in 1810, and it had been used since the 1600s. So that they did use that because they had Wesson Tavern and Forbush Tavern on that.
Sure, they had Forbush Tavern down there.
And that was important. But Route 30 seemed to be very important as well, because there were other inns and taverns along Route 30 that they used. So both of them were used. A post road, though, was the Route 20. I guess there was a fight between Northborough getting the post road improved versus building of Route 9. And there was an argument of which one should the state choose to improve and pave, and Route 9 won out.
Now, if in that area between Milk Street and Otis Street, the distance between the lanes is quite wide. That's where the electric car went up the middle. They couldn't get the evidently the right of way through there, so they had to put the each lane on either side of
the
road.
Either side the car tracks.
Then the car tracks ran to Gannon bought the from I think it Pack Street right through to Lyman Street. Then it went cross country. I guess it's a gas line that goes through there now. That's why the electric car used to go.
Okay, wait a second. I've got to get this going. They came into town, let's say right around Otis Street, ran up the middle.
Yeah.
To Milk.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then they veered off at Pack and went cross country to Lyman. And
so it would be behind Julio Shopping Center in a
right
way.
Right through Julio Shopping Center. And then there's a sort of a...
There was a trolley waiting station.
On Lyman Street. There's a trolley waiting station about in the middle there. And then it took off about through, I don't know, which was Shepherd Road, and crossed over and went up into, off of Flanders Road, through Walkup's land, skidded on. That's where the gas line runs now. You'll see the...
Oh, okay. And that then went out to...
Southville.
We haven't thought about that for a long time.
That's right. I'm asking people to go way back in their memory so they think, only 50 years, that's nothing. Now, the trains are something else. What do you remember of the trains?
Well, of course, when the earliest I remember it went its regular, where it runs now. But before that, there was
through town.
Right through the center of town. And
now, when you were a kid, did you take the trains?
No.
Went to Worcester on the trolley. Well, the trolley was right out front of your house, too.
I went to the trolley to go to Worcester. I went to school for years on the trolley.
and they
you should do tickets and so that you
and you didn't ship your you personally didn't ship your milk out.
Not
that stopped the trains shifting milk. I don't know when that stopped.
I know my dad's he sold milk to John Gannon, who had the garage. Now Dick has owned it, but John's father had a milk route up in Worcester, and my dad sold milk. I can just barely remember them coming around and picking up the milk in 8.5-quart cans, taking up to into Grafton. Gannon's had a place where they bottled the milk there. In fact, it's still there, in the cobblestone building up on the...
But when you started, you were using, people were picking them up by truck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, because I think it was Rocky Pallini, somebody remembered in the middle of Milk Street, kind of where the, across from the fire station, there was some kind of a loading, milk loading thing.
Well,
now, what was that?
The tracks went right back of the arcade building across.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that they had to have some loading dock to put the milk in.
That must have been where it was. Why is Milk Street called Milk Street? There was a milk porridge plane, I think, in the old 1700s, and that's all I can think of is the milk. It ran across Milk Porridge Plain, which is out near West Meadow, I think. But nothing to do with the dairymen, I guess, or whatever. Just Milk Street is Milk Street.
There are milk streets in other towns, I have noted, also.
It's interesting.
Milk Street, Church Street, of course.
Right. But because Westboro was so full of dairies at one time, it seemed to be appropriate. But I don't know if, I think it came a long time before. Before the dairies, perhaps, or the dairy route. Now the trains. Oh, also, did you go out to Lake Chauncey much?
We did go down to Lake Chauncey.
When was that in its heyday? I know it was started back in the 1880s and 90s, actually, but
it was a dance hall.
It was still going
years.
Pretty okay. Strong, and
we weren't all. I wasn't always allowed to go there.
You were a good girl.
Did you ever go there at all?
I have
remember
been
when I started dating you, we went there once, and we didn't want anyone to know we went there.
I think in the old, when it first began, it was very gracious, or a picnic area,
a
park.
Yes.
But then it must have changed.
It got during the 30s, and probably it got rubbish.
It probably changed. I just think it changed even more after Prohibition disappeared.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think that made a difference in the kind of people that came there.
Because it
was there used to be lots of dances in Westboro, in the schools, and
mm-hmm.
in the town hall, and most of our kids had their proms in the town hall.
So when you were first married and came here, did you?
Yeah.
So you would, well, you'd be working hard every day, but when you went downtown, you would go down. There'd be some. You wouldn't have to go to the markets too much, I would guess. But Chamberlain's or?
Yeah, well, Chamberlain's was a paper store.
Uh-huh.
But there was a right across. Well, where Swan's Hardware is it Swan's? There was a grocery store that was
down where the market cows and handles was. I think is
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was a
Fobbs and Newcombs.
That was a grocery store.
But at that time, AMP was in.
Yeah, by the time we were married, other chains were beginning.
First National, AMP, had a store in one of the spectacle shop is in that area.
AMP was across. Where was the AMP? Was where the spectacle shop was, and the First National was on the corner, right?
Milk Street.
But I think they were probably much more entertaining in the home. I know. When we were first married, we would invite a whole group of people and for different things,
mm-hmm.
and other people did the same. We used to play bridge, of course, and they still do.
Now, supposedly there was a bowling alley. Now, was that there? Ma Meg's? Was she?
Yeah. Well,
that 30s or later?
Now, that was there. I don't ever recall going there in my life. Did you? you go to Gold?
No, it's about the pub, I guess.
Yeah, that was...
That was later.
Yeah, Meg's is...
Although there was a bowling alley down on South Street.
Yes, there was.
When was that?
Long
time. When you were growing up?
Was that over where the restaurant is now?
I think so. That's where that steakhouse is or wherever it is.
Golden Rooster, I've been told.
Oh, yes. I forgot that.
There's a smile on your lips, right?
Did you ever go there? I don't ever recall going there.
He has a glint in his eye. He may have been in the doorway.
A lot of my brothers were there.
That sounded like the jumping place in the where the action was.
Not for a great long time.
No, probably not. But
I don't know.
And there were factories. People were working in the, I guess, the shoe and underwear.
Yeah, we had a big underwear factory.
Yes, women were primarily the ones who did the stitching.
So a lot of the Westboro women worked in the underwear factory.
Women, girls.
The hat shop also, but it seemed like the hat shop went out.
That went out earlier than the underwear. But that was by the community house, was the hat shop.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That burned.
1917, that one burned. But that was the big one.
The underwear factory, I went out that fire.
47, that one?
Yeah.
That and the shoe, yeah.
That's where...
Corner of Phillips.
Corner of Phillips.
Yeah,
that. There used to be I used to hear your father talking about the straw factory.
Yeah.
It was a straw factory.
Yeah, down in where Brasem's is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big one you talked about, the National Straw Works. It was a straw hat factory.
They also had a sleigh factory and Stanley Steamers. I think they built something in this town.
Locomobiles.
Okay.
But I can't find out too much about it. I have to go find out who might know about the locomobiles.
Do you remember what family was involved in that?
He was a hat person or a shoe.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Okay. You're more informed.
Well, it's just because I have to be reading it all now. I don't know anything about what really happened, Sugar. I just know what happened according to the books. sure, but I think, there were quite a few factories going on. But how would you... Westboro was a quiet town, basically. It's changed so much now that... People knew each other.
I think it was really quite a quiet town.
Well, it was after the factories left, whatever.
It really was...
They used to, people would come down from Worcester into the trolleys, and they'd have a hell of a thing on Saturday nights and things. And, they had a lot of people working in the straw shop, and the hat factory, the underwear factory. The population at one time was... much bigger than it was later on, but now it's gotten back up to probably a four.
So probably what in the late 40s and 50s it was smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then once it began growing again. Now the State Hospital, when was that in its boom time? Do you have any idea when that was very active?
Well, it's been active for as long as I can.
Sure, but I mean
very
now.
Very active up until the state started closing them down.
So that, in the...
Just in the last
few years. So 50s and 60s, it was still...
The Lyman School was in the Westboro Hospital, up just above us here in the Grafton State.
So a lot of people worked there,
Grafton
too.
Grafton was a little different than Westboro in that it was a colony, and many people went there to live out their lives. And Grafton was pretty much self-supporting. By its own farm.
Right. Now, they used to do that at Westboro State.
Big
dairy there and vegetable and in fact greenhouse. In fact, the Young Wilkinson.
Yeah, Young Wilkinson still works at the greenhouse at Westboro State.
But they eventually phased those out, unfortunately. Right.
They tried to have things that the people could work at. At Grafton, they did a lot of canning and preserving and so
I'm sure they did it at all the state hospitals.
No, I'm not. But Grafton, as I understand it, was sort of, it was called the Grafton Colony.
I see.
And so that most of the people were out, you know, it was their home. Mm-hmm. That's where they lived and they worked there.
They had jobs and they could feel.
They worked in the field.
Yeah, they worked in the field.
And
I think in Westboro tried to do the same kinds of things of having healthy outdoor work.
Sure.
And it's kind of too sad that they stopped that.
I think that's as good therapy as you can get.
So why are you a farmer, Sugar?
But,
what do you like about it? I just
used to, one little thing.
It's a challenge.
Many times.
Sugar, what have you enjoyed about farming? Why did you become a farmer, and why have you stayed? Did you stay in it?
Did you tell us what you do now? What you still do? You still do what is agriculture has to do with farms?
She asked why I started farming. Well, I was the only son. I had two sisters. And it was part of tradition. And the farm down, father and son. And that was what was impressed on me
all my days
is right, to take over the farm and get to it. So I went to college in Florida for a couple of years and then transferred up to University of Massachusetts, which was then Mass Aggie. When I graduated at Mass State, and now it's a university. So then I got a couple of years of agriculture training.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I say,
it's kind of expected of you, no?
It's expected of me to do it.
What do you think about that life now? What did you enjoy, and why did you stay in? What didn't you
learn? I was expecting me, so I did it. I didn't care particularly one way or the other about it, but...
Hard work?
Yes, hard work, but I wasn't trained for anything else.
Well,
and
this isn't anything you need to include in your notes or anything, but Shook's family started going to Florida when he was 9 years old. Is that shut out?
Yeah.
And so that...
Continue.
They used to go to Florida every year, so when we were married, we came here to live, and the family had an apartment in the front of the house where they spent their summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. We knew it was going to be that way before we were married. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't anything that was...
It's a big house, though, now, isn't it? One of those... It's a family, again, the family and the farm continuing to put a roof over the family.
I had feelings that the farm... was such a big, big, big thing, all important, you know. Because I feel people are more important than farms.
but
I've now reached an age where
the combinations. But the farm gave a livelihood to families.
But it's a good life here. And for myself, I grew up in a town. I was part of a large family, and the freedom that I have had here.
The land, Helen? The land, or also independent, working for yourself?
We had a freedom of living. We had all the spaces where we could be. I brought up my 5 children, and we never did have any neighborhood fights or anything, because we didn't have any neighbors. We didn't have any neighbors when I hit them. And I think it's the freedom learning. You do work hard, true, but you work when you want to, and no one tells you what to do.
Except perhaps the cows who want to be milked.
Cows have to be milked, but that's a responsibility you have, just as children have to be fed and all other things have to be done.
But you are your own boss, really.
You are your own boss. You make your own rules and abide by them.
But it seems, as you're saying, that this is disappearing in Massachusetts.
What?
This is disappearing in Massachusetts, the farmland
yes.
and the farmers.
When the people involved in agriculture today that we are associated with is like this change.
Mm.
Although it may have changed less in Vermont.
I'm glad you still have a farm.